So in this week's Parsha, Parshas Korach, we learn the mitzvahs of Tumas and Maisis, and we will be discussing a fascinating sugya. And what is special to me in today's shir is, this is a sugya which everyone talks about, but everyone. It is one of the most discussed and well-known sugyas, and nevertheless, I think that most of the things we'll say tonight are new. Even though the sugya, as I said, is very, very broadly discussed in all the achronim. Kein tarimu gam atem trumas Hashem mekol maser seichem asher tikchu miyeis b'nei Yisrael unesatem mimenu es trumas Hashem la'aharon ha'kohen. And the Gemara, Kiddushin Mem Aleph, Omed Aleph, the very beginning of Perik Beis, the Kiddushin, when the Gemara deals, how do we know the concept of shlichus, that a person could make a shaliach, and Chazal bring three different sources. One is this week's Pasha. Kein tarimu gam atem. The gam is not needed. So gam atem is l'rabbi shlichachem, that a person could perform the mitzvah of Tumas HaMaisis al yidei shaliach. In other sources, the Pasha of Gerushin, v'sholach v'shilcho, a person could divorce, give a get al yidei shliach. And the third source is in Parshas Bo, v'shochtu oisai kol kahal adas Yisrael, v'chi kulam shechtim, alo eino shechot elo echod, mikan sheshlichoi shalodam kemoisai. And the Tzoyis HaChoshen HaSemekuf Pei Beis deals with a very fundamental question. Which are the mitzvahs which a person can perform al yidei shaliach, and which are the ones in which shlichus would not be relevant? And the Ktzois, for instance, asks, could a person ask a shliach to put on tefillin instead of him? Could a person send a shliach to sit in the sukkah instead of him? He's very busy. He needs to leave the house to his job early in the morning. So he asks another person, will you put on tefillin instead of me? And I'm willing to pay you with that work. So the Ktzois HaChoshen assumes, goes without saying, there would be no shlichus for tefillin or for sukkah. So why would there be shlichus in Shechitas HaPesach, Afroshes Tumas HaMaisis, Milas HaBen, which we perform al yidei shliach b'kol yoyim v'yoyim? The vast majority of people don't circumcise their children on their own. They ask a moel to do so. So which mitzvahs could we perform al yidei shliach, and which are the ones in which shlichus would not apply? So more than 200 years ago, to be precise, 203 years ago in Brod, which was one of the biggest kehillas in Galicia and Poland, the Rav was the Yad HaMelech, Rabbi Loza Landau, who was an einikel of the Noide B'Yehuda. And it transpired that in this big kehillah, only two or three esloigim arrived. There were hundreds, maybe thousands of people that wanted him mekayim the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, but esloigim were very scarce and they didn't have enough esloigim. So the first day Yom Tov was Shabbos. No Dalad Minim on Shabbos. The Yad HaMelech paskened. Then on the other days, the Shliach Tzibah should get up on the Bima, say the Brucha out loud, and he should be moitzi the entire congregation with mitzvahs lulav. Isn't that an interesting psak? And the basis of the psak was, the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, velakachtem lochem shetei lekicha lekol echod v'yechod. But the Rambam doesn't bring this drosha. So the Yad HaMelech argued, well, why doesn't the Rambam bring this drosha? He had an interesting suggestion, but if the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha, it is obviously because we need lochem. And if we need lochem, then how would a person ask another person to do dalad minim for him if it's not his lulav? So the first day, not relevant. The other days we don't need lochem. So the Yad HaMelech paskin, let the shliach tzibim be moitzi everyone with dalet mina. Reb Shlomo Kluger lived in Brod, so the Yad HaMelech was the Rav. Reb Shlomo Kluger was the Magid. But they didn't get along well at all. And there were many machlokes in halacha between the Rav and the Magid Meishorim. And when I say they didn't get along, I don't mean to indicate, you know, sometimes I just express things in my way. But it was definitely a machlokes l'shem shemayim. And they had many clashes regarding halachic ruling. Came to a point in which Reb Shlomo Kluger printed a sefer, an entire sefer against the psukim of the Yad HaMelech. And Reb Shlomo Kluger argued that this psak is outrageous, to say that a person could be moitzi others with mitzvah selulav. And he sent letters to many gedolim, and the gedolim supported Reb Shlomo Kluger's ruling against the Yad HaMelech. And we find a tshuva to Reb Shlomo Kluger in Chasam Sofer, or Chaim Simen Kuf Pei Beis. But our question would be, why? Why yes, and why not? So to which mitzvahs would shlichus apply, and to which mitzvahs would shlichus not apply? So I quoted the Ktzoy Sechoshin. The Ktzoy Sechoshin starts off with the Toysos Rid. So probably the first one that addresses this question is the Toysos Rid. And the Toysos Rid asks precisely that question. Why would there be no shlichus by tefillin, by sukkah? And the Tosfos Rid, we'll get back later to the Tosfos Rid, but he coins this famous hagdora definition, mitzvah shebegufoy, there is no shlichus. And the achroinim deal, how do we define a mitzvah shebegufoy? What makes the mitzvah shebegufoy different and unique? Which mitzvahs would be defined as a mitzvah shebegufoy? So the Ktzoy Sechoshin comes up with his own approach, and he says, shlichus applies only to ma'isim. Shlichus doesn't apply to a midah de memela. Shlichus means if you do something instead of me, that is valid, and it would be considered as if I did what you did. But shlichus doesn't make you into me. And it doesn't change basic reality. So the Ktzoy says shlichus applies only to ma'isim, to actions, to deeds, to something that a person has to do. So if I perform what I need to do with an agent, it is considered as if I did what he did. But shlichus won't turn him into me. And therefore, any mitzvah that is the performance of a certain act, shlichus would apply. But regarding mitzvah sukkah, it is not a ma'isa. It is a fact. You need to be in the sukkah. When your shlich is in the sukkah, that doesn't mean that you're in the sukkah. After all, he's there and you are here. So, Gerushin is giving a get. Trumas is hafrosha. Shchitas HaPesach is shchita. To these mitzvahs, shlichus would apply because they're ma'isa. But tefillin is not about putting on tefillin. It is about wearing tefillin. So if the tefillin are on the forehead, not on the forehead in the literal sense, but on the head of your shliach, your head still is void of tefillin. There are no tefillin on your upper arm and on your head, and therefore you can't be yoytze tefillin with a shliach. You can't be yoytze tzitzis with a shliach, because tzitzis is not about doing something. It is about the fact that tzitzis are on your garment, on your body. That's the approach of the Ktzoy Sechosh. It is not clear whether the Ktzoy means to impose this understanding on the Tosfos Rid. Is that the interpretation of the Tosfos Rid? Or is it his own approach? It's not clear in the Ktzoy, because he starts off with the Tosfos Rid, he asks the kasha, he offers his approach, but that is the Ktzoy Sechosh. The Chasam Sofer has two tshuvas, Kuf Pei Beis and Reish Aleph. In Reish Aleph, the Chasam Sofer quotes the Tosfos Rid, And it is not thoroughly clear in the Chasam Sofer what his understanding in the Tosfos that it is. But he says, Tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufoy, and therefore, shlichus wouldn't apply. Kuf Pei Beis is an extremely interesting tshuva, and the Chasam Sofer argues, shlichus would apply to each and every mitzvah shebetoyra. Why not Tefillin? Interesting. Because by Tefillin shteit ukshartom, shteik shire lekol echod v'yechod. Do we find that in Chazal? No. So the Chasam Sofer says, if Chazal could say, why can't I? So Chazal say, v'lakachtem shetei lekicha lekol echod v'yechod. They say, usfartem lochem by sviris woymer an amenochas daf samechei. The Gemara says, shetei svire lekol echod v'yechod. So the Chasam Sofer says, maybe we would say, ukshartem leois al yudechu shetei kshire lekol echod v'yechod. If not for ukshartem, maybe we would say, yes, well, slichas would apply to tefillin. So would it apply to every mitzvah? So why doesn't it apply to sukkah? I don't know. Maybe we'll look for some new drasha regarding sukkah. I don't know. So the Chasam Sofer is extreme in one way. He says slichas would apply to each and every mitzvah. Why not tefillin? Ukshartu. Shetek shira lekol echod v'yechod. Why not sukkah? He doesn't say. And I wonder what he would say if he would address the question. So the Ksais HaChoshen gives his approach. Shlichus applies to Maisim, not to Midid Memela, not to Emetzius. And I think the approach of the Ksais is extremely problematic. According to the Ksais, so why wouldn't Shlichus apply to Matzah and Morah? It's a Maisim. It is eating. Why would eating be different than shechting or doing other things? So why wouldn't shlichus apply to achilas matzah and morah and achilas korban pesach? And according to the Ksois, how would we understand shlichus b'kabbalas aget? A kabbalas aget is not a ma'isa. And there is a shlich la'ilocha who represents the husband in giving the get, and there's a shlich la'kabbalah representing the wife in receiving the get. No ma'isa is required from the wife. He could even throw the get into her chotzer, and she is migureshes. He could push it into her bag, and she is migureshes. No mice is required mitzad isha. So how would shlichas apply by a shlich lakabor according to the Ksois? So I find the Ksois HaChoshen extremely unreasonable. I also find the Chasam Sofer extremely unreasonable because it is really way out there, because there are so many mitzvahs in which shlichus wouldn't apply, and there definitely is the gzeiros hakosev regarding each and every one of them. All the mitzvahs shebachila, all the mitzvahs shebedibur. Well, dibur in a way would also be considered a ma'isa. You need to do something. You need akimas vasav. So there's a machlokes of Yerchem and Shlokes and Eden Samechei and a Temura Davdalad, whether akimas vasav have a ma'isa or lo have a ma'isa regarding lav shiyesh bo ma'isa. But regarding shlichus, why wouldn't it be defined as a ma'isa? It's not a mitzius. It's not a reality. Like having your body in the sukkah, like having tefillin on your head. So according to the Ksois or the Chasam Sofer, why wouldn't shlichus apply to achilas matzah, achilas morah, and kriya shema? According to the Chasam Sofer, if shlichus applies to all the mitzvahs. And even what he says about tefillin is far-fetched, because we don't darshan drashas on our own. Drashas usually need to be in Chazal, in the Braisa, or in the Gemara. So the more reasonable approach would be one I spoke about at great length and many opportunities, and it goes back to the Maharach or Zeruah, more than 500 years. Chuvas Maharach or Zeruah Simon Kuf Chof Ches. And the Maharach or Zeruah is quoted by Rabbi Chonan and Koivitz Shiurim and Ksubis Dafai and Dalet. And I think maybe the earliest source would be Rash Mishans, one of Balei HaTosfos, in his commentary on Toras Koyanim, Parshas Emor, Parsha Tet Zayin. So the Rach or Zeruah basically says, and I say it in my language and in my Shprach, and this is a definition we spoke about many, many times, at many opportunities, even in this year. There are two basic categories in mitzvahs, two basic criteria, or two different types of mitzvahs. Many mitzvahs are all about the actual performance of a deed, the essence of avodas Elohim. It is not about the result. It is not about the outcome. It is about being a good Jew and serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I made it clear many times, and this is a Hagdorah that I didn't see anywhere, but to me it's so poshut, that the essence of avodas Elohim is Seder Hayom Shabbos Moed. And all the mitzvahs of Seder Hayom Shabbos Moed belong to one category. They're not about the result. Kiddusha v'avdalta don't change anything in reality, in the physical being, state of things. And that is the same regarding tefillas and brochas and kriyas, whether it's kriyas shema or shachas minchas arvis, tefillin and tzitzis, kiddusha v'avdalta, matzah and moror, hasukah v'halulav. All these mitzvahs are not about changing the state of things, state of affairs. It is about serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu in its purest sense. To these mitzvahs, shlichus doesn't apply. And the svara is so fundamental. It is about you. It is about you being an Eved Hashem. It is about you serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't send someone else to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this svara is so simple and so appealing that how could one say differently? But many other mitzvahs are all about the outcome, the result. You need to mal your son because he needs to be gemalet. He needs to have a oizbis kodesh. You need to build a maika. Nobody should fall and be hurt. You need to be boidik chometz in order not to be oivaram balya roa and balya motza. You need to put on ner Chanukah to do persuminissa. So these mitzvahs are all about the result. When a mitzvah is about the result, that is when shlichus applies. So it does not depend whether it's a maisa or it's not a maisa. It depends upon the nature of mitzvahs and the essence of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that are all about the result and the outcome, you could perform al yidei shliach. But when mitzvahs are about serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you cannot daven and say Krishma li deshliach. So sukkah and tefillin and lulav would be the same as kriya shema and tefillah, as matzah and moroi. So the Rash Mishans doesn't really say a svara, but the Rash Mishans deals with the question, why do we need the droshen sukkah daf memalaf ulakachtam lechem shetehei lekicho lekolechot v'yechot? What would be the havemina that a person could send someone else for netilas lulav? Why would lulav be different, as the Rash Mishans, from sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis? So the Rash Mishans doesn't go into svaras. Why wouldn't shlichus apply to sukkah, tefillin, tzitzis, and lulav? But the mere fact that he says it is so poshut proves that he saw no need to explain and elaborate. And that could bring us only to one conclusion, that regarding these mitzvahs, and they're all mitzvahs either of Seder Hayom or of Chagim V'Moyadim, sukkah and lulav is Chagim V'Moyadim, tefillin and tzitzis are Seder Hayom. So the Rash Mishans understands that by the mitzvahs that are basically avodas ukel, they're not about changing the state of things, not about the outcome, not about the result, shlichus cannot apply. So I think the Rash Mishans proves the Or HaZeruah, and the definition is, as I just explained, which is different than the Ktzos HaChoshen. Doesn't depend whether it's Asiyah or not. So Kabbalah Seget is all about the outcome. It's all about the result. So it doesn't matter whether it's a Maisa or it's not a Maisa. On the other hand, Achilas Matzah and Achilas Moror, Avodas Elokim, they're about the Etzem Asiyah, not about the Teitzoh, not about the result. And therefore, Shlichus would not apply. So I think that is the most reasonable approach to the big sugya of Shlichus B'mitzvahs. Yes.
Personal, but it's about results.
Yes. Bikur Cholim is defined by the Rambam in Perek Yud Daled of Avel as a mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim. And I think Gemilas Chasodim, by its very nature, is about the result. So, would a person be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim al yedei shliach? On one hand, we would say, why would it be different than tzedakah? And if you send a person to give tzedakah, you definitely will mekayim the mitzvah. But would Bikur Cholim be the same as tzedakah? One could argue, but tzedakah is your money. And that is the essence of the mitzvah. But by Bikur Cholim, it is your shaliach that is mekayim the mitzvah, not you. Because he is a bar chiyuva just as you're a bar chiyuva. Especially, I think, was it merely 2 weeks ago that we spoke about Bikur Cholim, and I proved from the Rambam and the Tur and the Rambam that the Ikar mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is Shiavakashur of Rachamim. So according to that approach, by Bikur Cholim, Shlichas definitely would not apply. So, up to this moment, we had three different approaches. Dechsam Sofer, which is extremely unreasonable. Now, some Sofer says, every mitzvah you could perform on a day shliach, unless there's a gzeir sakosef. The Tzoyis HaChoshen differentiating between mitzvahs that are ba'asiyah and midah d'mameila, and we asked a few big kashas on the Tzoyis HaChoshen, and my understanding, which is based on two Rishonim, Marach on Zarua on one hand, and the Rash Mishans in Toras Koyanim, Parshas Emor on the other hand, it depends on the nature and in the very essence of mitzvahs. And this has tremendous appeal in Sevora. Because when we're dealing with Avodas Elokim, that is the essence of life. That is why you're here. And this is upon each and every Yid. You have to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How could you send someone else to serve in Kodesh Baruch Hu instead of you? But if the mitzvah is the result, then the main point, the focus is, did it happen? Did you take care of things? Did you do bidikas chometz when you did it, whether you did it yourself or you sent a shaliach? Wouldn't really make a difference. And that is the concept of shalichus. But now I want to bring opinion number four, which is to the other extreme, which is mamish to the other extreme. Or maybe even before we go to that extreme, I would like to bring a source which would substantiate the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer argues that shlichus would apply to every mitzvah, unless there is a reason or gzeiras hakosev to invalidate shlichus. So I mentioned before the controversial psak of the Yad HaMelech, Tov Kuf Ayin Dalad and Brod, when he said, somebody get up on the bima and be moitzi the entire congregation with Netilas Lulav. So Ravyo, Semintofresh Tzadik Zayin, quoting one of the Bali Atoises, Rabbi Yankov Meorlainish, Sefer Aguda, also one of the Rishonim, frequently quoted by the Bais Yosef, Menuchas Perek Gimel Semin Daled, we find a shitta in these sources that says, it is only the first day of Yom Tov that the din velakachtem shitta likicha lo kol echod v'echod applies. The other days, one could be moitzi, the others yedei chovosa. Really. So Daled Minim is just like matzah, or moror, or sukkah. So this is an unbelievable revelation. Not really revelation in the classical term, but these are sources that I haven't seen anybody quoting. And we also find this yesoid as a tzad in Toisus Menachos Chov Zayin Omed Aleph. Because if the Gemara says that Likicha Tama applies only on the first day of Yom Tov, and that is why Chosar doesn't pasel an esling on the other days, and Likicha Tama we learn from Velekachtem, so the other drosha that we learn from Lekachtem, Shetei Likicha Lekol Echod V'Yechod, is the same. It applies only on the first day. So the Rash Mishans asked this very same question. Why do we need Velekachtem? What's the teretz of the Rash Mishans? Shetei Likicha Lekol Echod V'Yechod doesn't mean every person, doesn't mean each and every individual. Shetelekicha lekol echod v'yechod means that the dalad mina ma'akvim zeh zeh. ולקיח על הכל אחד ואחד מהמינים, מהדלת מינים. So if you have a lulav and an esrog and an hadasim, that is not enough. If you're missing one of the dalet minim, you don't have a mitzvah at all. And that is the interpretation of the Rash Mishans, Shetelekicha, Lekol Echod V'yechod. But that is not Tosfos. And Tosfos clearly says, in Sukkah Chof Tasomet Beis, Shetelekicha, Lekol Echod V'yechod, V'ein Echod Moitzi Echeirim Yedei Chayvason. So Tosfos does say that this drosha baal afuk eshlichus. And I think the pshat of the Rash Mishans fits into the lotion of the Torah's Koyanim. It doesn't fit into the lotion of Bavli in Sukkah Daf Memalef. Why? Because the lotion of the Torah's Koyanim in Parshas Amor is Shetehei Lekicha Lekol Echod V'yechod. So we could say pshat Lekol Echod V'yechod Ma'aminim. But the lotion of the Gemara is Shetehei Lekicha B'yad Kol Echod V'yechod. B'yad Kol Echod V'yechod means that each and every one of you, of Klal Yisrael, need to have the Dalet Minim B'yadoi. So, that would be an interesting question. Why do we need this drosh? And if the Rishonim say in the other days, one could be Moitzi Achelim Yedei Chavoson, would that substantiate the approach of the Chassam Sofer? But I said before, the Chassam Sofer is so far-fetched. So according to the Chassam Sofer, do we have a drosha regarding matzah, regarding morer, regarding Echilas Pesach, regarding Echilas Kotshim, regarding Sukkah or Tzitzis? So the Chassam Sofer is mechadash a new drosha on tefillin. Ukshartim shetei kshira lekol echod v'yechod. So what about all the other mitzvahs? And therefore my understanding would be different. Yes, there is a tzad that one could be mitzi the others, but not medin shlichus. I think one of the years, this year, last year, or maybe 2 years ago, I think this year is approaching its third cycle. So one of the years regarding Chanukah, I was mechadesh a new category in mitzvahs, ner ish ubeisoy, that the mitzvah rests not upon the individual, but upon a collective, a group. So one of the family members needs to be Madlik Ner Chanukah. And when he's Madlik, he doesn't have to be a shliach of the others. The others don't have to make him a shliach. The mitzvah rests upon the group. One of this collective has to perform the mitzvah. And when he does, all the others are Niftaro Mechayvason. I won't say Yoitzim Yedei Choyvo, because the Choyvo doesn't rest on the individual. It rests on the group. And I explained, we find this concept Be'ikar and Kotshim. Chilas Kotshim that rests on the Koyanim of the Mishmar. Akrovas HaKarbonas that rests on the Koyanim of the Mishmar and the Beis Av. Ner Chanukah is on the group. Maybe there would be a Havimina that the mitzvah of Dalet Minim rests on not the individual, maybe every family, maybe every kehillah. So, ulekachtem shetelekicha lekolechad v'yechad is the equivalent of usfartem shetei tzvira lekolechad v'yechad. And Tosfos explains, there would be a half a minute that the mitzvah is on Beis Din, because tzvira shnois yovel is on Beis Din. So maybe there would be a half a minute in my understanding that the mitzvah is on a group, on a family, if not the Rishonim that I quoted, the one could be Moitzi, the others, I would say maybe the mitzvah rests upon the Koyanim, just like Arava, which is a mitzvah in Migdosh. So maybe the mitzvah rests upon the Koyanim. So we need a posuk shetel kicha v'echod v'echod. But the lotion of Tosfos seems to imply she'echod Moitzi acherim. But still, I would say not midin shlichus. Maybe the havamin would be one is Moitzi acherim, and the mitzvah rests upon the community. And that would be my understanding in the Rishonim that say the other days, one could be Moitzi, all the others. But not necessarily Medin Shlichas, that would be my understanding. And now I want to come back to the very famous Tosfos Rid. So the Tzais seems to contradict his own opinion, and that is very uncommon in the Gzais. It is common in many tshuvas form, and reasonably so, because Gedolim wrote tshuvas during their entire lifetime. Sometimes decades pass between one tshuva and the other. And it is only natural that even the greatest of Gedolim sometimes change their mind. And that is not only legitimate, it's natural. So it should be no pele that in some sofer we find contradictions, and in many tshuvas of Gedolim we find contradictions. But the Gzais is so fundamental that there are almost no contradictions in the Gzais. But in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, he deals with the concept, with the question of Shlichas B'mitzvahs, and he suggests a difference between Maisim and Mididim Amela. But in Shin Pei Beis, he has a totally different opinion. And in Shin Pei Beis, which is the Siman dealing with Asara Zehuvim for a Choytev Mitzvah, if a person takes away another person's mitzvah, he has to pay Asara Zehuvim. The choice is Mechadish. Shlichas would not apply to Milas HaBen or to Kisui HaDam. Why not? Because Milas HaBen and Kisui HaDam are mitzvah shebegufoy. And he once again quotes the Tosfos Lid. Tosfos Lid said, Shlichas wouldn't apply to a mitzvah shebegufoy. Milas HaBen and Kisui HaDam are mitzvah shebegufoy. And Shlichas wouldn't apply. And why not? So this doesn't fit in with the Tzoyis and Kuf Pei Beis, because Milas HaBen and Kisui HaDam are both Maisim. And in Kuf Pei Beis, the Tzoyis maintains that whenever the mitzvah is a Maisa that you need to perform, Shlichas would apply. But this Tzoyis and Shin Pei Beis, neither does it fit in with the other approach I suggested, the Manach or Zeruah. So the Chasam Sofer seems to understand the Tzoyis Rid in accordance to what I quoted from Marach or Zeruah. Sukkah and tefillin are mitzvah shebegufoy, because it's not about the result. It's about the actual performance and the servitude that is in the performance of a mitzvah. That seems to be the understanding of some sofer. But then Milas HaBen and Kisui HaDam are definitely about the result. And the Tzoyis says they are mitzvah shebegufoy. And this brings me to the Tosfos Lid. Because everybody that deals with Shlichas B'mitzvahs quotes the Tosfos Lid. So the Tosfos Lid says, Shlichas wouldn't apply to Tefillin or Sukkah because it's a mitzvah shebegufoy. But he doesn't explain how do we define mitzvah shebegufoy. So some achronim understand mitzvah shebegufoy is the mitzvahs that are about avodah zarah. And that's why they rest al gufo shel adam. But when mitzvahs are about the result, they are not mitzvah shebegufoy. That's more mitzvah shebechefetz, and therefore shlichas would apply. But I don't think that's the kavanah of Tosfos Lid. And I think that most of the achronim, learning the Tosfos Lid, were so moved by the first three lines that they didn't really go and check the continuation of what he has to say. But maybe the Tzoyis HaChoshen, without making a fuss of it in Shin Pei Beis, really understood the Tosfos Lid the way I understand him. And I think when the Tosfos Lid says, Shlichas doesn't apply to Mitzvah Shebegufoy, he had no intention of being Mechadish, a new Chiddush, a new Agdora, a new category, Mitzvah Shebegufoy, as a limited category in mitzvahs. I think according to the Tosfos Lid, Kol a mitzvah shebetoira, a mitzvah shebegufoy. And when the Torah demands from a person to perform a mitzvah, how would he perform this mitzvah if not begufoy? After all, we live in a physical world. There are very few mitzvahs that a person performs with nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayo, yechido. You know about these five different distinctions? Yeah? Zele ma'ala mezel, pikiz ve'ari, naran is nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayi yechid. All the mitzvahs we have, we perform begufoy. What other tools do we have to perform mitzvahs, if not begufoy shalodom? So when the Tosfos Lid says, Shlichas doesn't apply to mitzvah shebegufoy, he means all the mitzvahs. And this is the other extreme. The Chasam Sofer says, Shlichas applies to everything. unless there's exeres akosov. Tosfos Rid implies shlichus is a very limited concept. So let me read to you what the Tosfos Rid says. Shelochoy shel adam kemoisoy. It's actually in Membeis or Mitbeis. Yesh makshim. Im ken lekol devar mitzvah yoyol hashliach. V'yoymer odom lechaveroi shev besuke ba'avuri. Hanach tfilin ba'avuri. V'lav milsehi. No, it's not right. Sha'a mitzvah shechai v'yamukom lasis v'gufoi heich yepoter hu al yedei shlichoi. V'hu lo yaase klum. Period. So many Achronim stopped right here. And they thought and deliberated. So what is the mitzvah shebegufoy? Mitzvah shechayv esetoy elases begufoy. Eich yepoter ale deshliach v'hu lo yaseh klum. But the Tosfos Rid goes on. Bevadei begerishin v'bekidushin ma'ani. Ki hu ha-megarish v'lo ha-shliach. Shema katuv beget. Ela ployni patres ployniz. וכן נאמה הוא אישו למי מקודשס, כי אם לאי, והיא אישתוי. וכן בתרומה, הוא נויסן תרומה מפירו איסוף. Nobody could be מפרש תרומה. The fruit is his. The produce is his. וכן בפסח, הוא אוכל את הפסח, ועל שמוי ישוחד ויזורק אדם. And therefore, שליחס would apply to condition, to gerishin, to תרומה, to פסח. Those are the sources of shlichus. It's not coincidental that he quotes these mitzvahs. Because we learn shlichus from Pesach, from Truma, from Gerishin, and Gerishin Kedishin would be the same. Hochenami yucholoyim ala shlucha yaseh li sukha v'u yoyshev bo. Aval em yoyshev bechaveroi, lo kiyem uklom. V'chein lulav, v'tzitzis, v'chol ha-mitzvahs. V'chol ha-mitzvahs. So the Tosfos Rid clearly says, v'chein lulav v'tzitzis v'chol ha-mitzvot. All mitzvahs are mitzvahs shebeguf. And shlichus wouldn't apply to mitzvahs at all. Shlichus would only apply to a limited number of shlichus, of mitzvahs. Which ones? The way I understand the Tosfos Rid, shlichus is an extension of bailus. And shlichus isn't relevant only when we're dealing with the authority of Bailam, the authority of an owner. And the modern definition I would define to explain the Tosfos Rid is shlichus is agency. It's about an agent. So when we're dealing with any manifestation of ownership, you could manifest your ownership with an agent. You don't need to do it yourself. You know, you hire a lawyer and you do whatever you need to do. Shlichus is an extension of bailus. And it is only when dealing with koyach ha-bailim that shlichus is relevant. And that is what he means when he says kedushin and gerushin. After all, whose wife is she going to be? She's going to be your wife. Or you annul your marriage by divorce. You're mafresh from your peiros. And that is the authority of the bailim. And the same is regarding korban pesach. It's your korban. You're going to eat. You're going to have the kapura of the carbon, and that is where shlichus is valid. But shlichus is not valid by any mitzvah that has nothing to do with bailus. That is the opinion of the Tosfos Rid. So the Tosfos Rid is on one extreme side of the spectrum, and according to Tosfos Rid, shlichus doesn't apply to mitzvahs at all, only to a very limited number of mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs that are an expression and a massive manifestation of bailus. On the other end of the spectrum, we find the Chassam Sofer that shlichus applies to every mitzvah, unless it's a gzeira sakosu. And lecha'oira, the Ravyu and the Aguda, arguing that the other days of Sukkot, a person could moitzi others, seem to substantiate the opinion of the Chassam Sofer, unless we argue that they're not dealing with shlichus, but by a similar concept as Ner Chanukah or similar to Usvartem Shetei Svile Lekol Echod V'Yechod La'afuke, that the mitzvah is not resting upon Beis Din. But the more reasonable approach would be the one that I emiyased on Rosh Mishans and Merach Ozariah. It depends on the essence of mitzvah, on the nature of mitzvahs, and that would be my approach, and I think that would be the broader accepted approach, because according to the Tosfos said, there would be no shlichas by Milas HaBen, and that is the Tosfos HaChoshen and Shin Pei Beis, but the vast majority of poskim maintain that shlichas does apply to shlichas HaBen, but maybe that's the opinion of the Tosfos said. It is clear to me that's the opinion of the Tosfos said. Shlichas wouldn't apply to Kisui Adam. But according to Tosfos said, shlichas wouldn't apply to any mitzvah. So we would need to assume there are many mitzvahs which shlichas is not needed at all. And by the mitzvahs which are all about the result, there is no need for shlichas. And that is the shita of the Pri Chodesh in Yoredei Kuf Chof regarding Tevilas Kelem and the Machne Ephraim Hilcha Shluch in Yudalef regarding Asiyas HaMaik. And the Machne Ephraim maintains, based on the Pri Chodesh in Kuf Chof, you could build a Maika with a Goy, Ein Shlichas LeNachri. And the Pri Chodesh says you could have a non-Jew do Tevilas Kelem, because Shlichas isn't necessary. Because the performance of this mitzvah is in totally in the result. So you have the mitzvah even without shlichus. So maybe the Tosfos Lid would agree that regarding many mitzvahs, as an example, the two above mentioned mitzvahs, whether it's Tevilas Kelem or Asiyas HaMaika, Tosfos Lid would agree that you don't necessarily have to perform these mitzvahs on your own. But it's not because shlichus shel adam kemoisoi. It is because when a mitzvah is all about the result, and there is no inherent avoidus ukel b'maisa hamitzvah, then shlichus is unnecessary. Which brings us back to my opinion, because I made it very clear today that the way I see it, Tosfos Lid is one extreme, Lechem Sof is the other extreme, the Tzoyse Choshen is unreasonable. So I think the real mainstream would be, all depends on the essence of the mitzvah. When we're dealing with avoidus hakeil, shlichus doesn't apply. When we're dealing with a result, shlichus does apply. But I just said when we're dealing with a result, there is no need for shlichus. So according to my approach, one would say, ein davar kaze. There's no such a thing as shlichus b'mitzvahs. Either it doesn't work, or it's unnecessary. But we do learn shlichus from Shechitas Pesach. And Shechitas Pesach is a mitzvah. It's not a chalitz. So where do we fit in Shechitas Pesach? If shlichus isn't necessary but Shechitas Pesach, how do we learn shlichus? And if shlichus is necessary, why does it work? And therefore, what I want to say to finish today's shiur is a dakas de kahagdora. There are not two categories, but three different categories regarding the general spectrum of mitzvahs. So because I love words, and words are hagdoras and definitions, I would say poyol, pu'ule, and poyol yoitze, the three pays. Some mitzvahs are all about the poyol, about the person, about you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what you need to do for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's Seder Yom, Shabbos, and Moed. And that's davening and putting on tefillin and putting on tzitzis. And saying Kriya Shema and Mea Brochas B'kol Yom. And Kedusha V'Avdalta and Matzah V'Moroil and Sukkah V'Lulav and Mikra Megillah. These are all about serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shlichus wouldn't apply. There are mitzvahs that are totally about the result. And there is absolutely no avoidus alekim in the performance of the mitzvah. The most striking example would be the mitzvah of uve'arto horo mikirbecho. So the shlich based in as a mitzvah. What's his mitzvah? Killing people. Sounds awful. But yes, there's a din of dalet mises based. And it's a mitzvah to say. In the course of human events, al pi Torah, Bismancha base of Migdash Omad al Tiler, and there was a base Nagodl in Yerushalayim. Well, it's a mitzvah to say. And the Rambam writes that a person has to be so happy when he performs a mitzvah. So many times I ask. I know it's a provoking and aggravating question. So this guy, he's a shliach Beis Din, and he comes to the office. It's been more than a week that he had no mitzvah. He sits and says tillum all day, and he's quite saddened by the fact. Then one Monday morning, he arrives in his office, and there's a tzettel on the door. Today, 2 skila, 1 chenek, 3 sreifa, and 1, skila, sreifa, herek, chenek, and he starts singing and dancing. Today, I have 7 mitzvahs to perform. What a great day. So if I would be in charge, I would fire him, and I don't think I'll pay him pitzuyim unless he calls me to Beis Din. Shoyte shebiyoylem. Yes, the Rambam writes, a person has to be so happy about mitzvahs. But you need brains to differentiate between one mitzvah and the other. And this particular mitzvah, v'yarta ro mikrobecho, you're not supposed to be mekayim b'simcha. This is a mitzvah you need to be mekayim with utmost sadness and mourning. And you have to be happy every day that you come and all you got to do is say tillum all day. Right. So, it's not about avoidus ukel. It's never avoidus ukel killing a Jewish person, but it has to be done. Yes. Laman yishum av yaro. And we believe that Mrs. Beis Din is a kapora. So in a way, there is rachamim in Mrs. Beis Din. So in many different levels, we could explain Mrs. Beis Din. But it is not about avoidus ukel. Asiyas HaMaik is not about avoidus ukel. It's building. But it is about the result. But there are many mitzvahs which are a combination. Or somewhere in the middle. The most striking example would be Milas HaBein. It's about the result. But the actual act of Mila is so holy. It is so sublime. It has so much kirvus elokim. Chazal say, it's like a kohen gadol that's makrav korban al gabei mizbeach. And birkei hasadik are like a mizbeach. Because when a father and mother take their newborn child, ben shemoinis yomim, and they shed its blood, it's an act of mesiras nefesh. So mila is a combination. It's not like krishma. It's not like tefillin. It is all about, yes, the result. She'echosim ba'oizu b'skoidish. But the Maisa also has so much Kedusha and so much Avoida. And I think another example would be Avoidus HaKarbonos. Well, it's about the result. Shechitas HaPesach is about Achilas HaPesach. And all the Karbonos are about Kapora. But Avoidus HaKorban is Avoida. After all, the world stands on Karbonos. And Tfilas Keneged Karbonos Tiknum. So Shechitas HaPesach, Shlichas would apply, because it's not like tefillah and tefillin. But shlichas is needed. It's not like Dalad Mises Beis Din and Asiyas HaMaika. And that is the middle category in which shlichas is required, but shlichas would apply. So there are some mitzvahs on the right, Avoidus Ukel, in which shlichas wouldn't apply. And the rationale is a simple one. Each and every one of us has to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you can't do that with an agent. You can't do that with others. On the other end of the spectrum, there are many mitzvahs in which shlichus isn't needed because it is totally about the result. And that would include uviyarto ro mekabecho, asiyas hamaike, tefilas kelim. But there are many mitzvahs in the middle. And the two greatest examples are shechitas HaPesach, because that is one of the three sources from which we learn shlichus. And milas HaBein, according to the vast majority of poskim, we need shlichus, but a shlich would be valid. Shlichus would be valid. And that is the middle category. The poel on one end of the spectrum, the poel yoitza on the other end, but in the middle, there are mitzvahs in which the etzem pe'ula also has importance and significance. And in those mitzvahs, shlichus would be valid, and shlichus would also be necessary and required. So that is the way I see the broad sugya of shlichus b'mitzvahs. So this week we read Parshas Korach, and you cannot speak in Parshas Korach and not speak about what this parasha is all about the machlokes of Korach v'Idosai. And Chazal teach us that Korach's camp were not the thugs and the bullies and the gangsters. They were Rashi Sanhedrin. Many of them were great Talmid HaChachamim. But they were destroyed and perished. And Rashi says, even the children paid the price. Kama Kusha Anshom Shel Machloikas. So why would children pay the price? And in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ha'ish Echod Yechta, Val Kol Away the Tikzoif. The Torah is against collective punishment. But regarding Machloikas, yes, even children pay the price. Kama Kusha And it is almost every year in this week's parasha that I quote Likutei Torah from Rav Chaim Vital, Torah's Ha'ari HaKodesh in Parsha Shoift. When the Pasuk says, Ki Yepulo Memchu Dovo, Bein Dam Ledam, Bein Nega Lenega, Bein Din Ledin, V'kamto, V'oliso, El Amokoim, and Rav Chaim Vital quotes in the name of the Ari that the Medrash says that Bizman Churban Abayis, Malachi Ashoris asked the Kodesh Boch, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you perform your own mitzvahs. That's a Gemara in Brochas Daf Hei and in Yerushalmi as well and in many Medroshim. But you did not perform your own mitzvahs Bizman Churban. Ato Omarto, Veshofach Esdome, Vechiso Ba'ofor, V'domam nishpach kemayim v'ein koiver. Jewish blood is everywhere. What about kisui adam? Ato omarto v'pinu es habayis v'timei hakoyen es habayis. So there's a Mishnah in a Goyim. Before the Kohen looks at the nega and decides it's a nega tomei, first they take everything out of the house to salvage the kelim from Thomas Nigoy. V'hare bayis v'kol machmodeyo oylem be'esh. You didn't salvage the kelim. You didn't take out the kelim of your own home before it was destroyed and burnt and reduced to ashes. Ato amarto oysoy v'ez benoy loysoy shchato b'yoy mechod. V'hare tzidkiyo v'bonov nergu b'yoy mechod. And the Ari says, Chazal don't say what a Kodesh Baruch Hu answered. How did he respond if he had all responded? Kodesh Baruch Hu owes nothing to anyone. And not always does he answer to our questions, to our tormented questions. But the Ari HaKodesh says that this dilemma and these questions are nirmas in this parasha. Ki apola memchu davar, and you won't understand, bein dam ledam. That is the question of kisui adam. Bein nega lenega. That refers to the question of apinu esabayis. Bein din ledin. I don't know why bein din ledin would have anything to do with oisa ves benoisa oisa shkato biyar mechud. And see, those are questions that are nirmas in these psukim. What is the answer? The Pasuk says, Divrei Rivois Bishorech. So these various mitzvahs are somewhat of a manifestation of Midas HaRachamim. But B'Shas Machloikis, there is no Rachamim. And B'Shas Machloikis, it is exclusively Midas Adin. And Divrei Rivois Bishorech. And Chazal say, Bayis Sheini Lomo Chorav. That's a Gemara in Yom Edaf Tes. They were Talmid Chachomim. They were vigilant about the performance of their mitzvahs. However, Bavoin Sinas Chinam, Chorav Abayis. And the Medrash says, Dilturim Hayu Beinehem, Balei Riv Ubala Mechloikis. And Bishas Mechloikis, there is no Midas Arachamim. And even children perish. Bavoin HaMechloikis, as Rashi says, Kama Kusha Anshom Shomachlaikis. And many times I said, the Maharal explains, Klal Yisrael b'shas Kriyas Yamsaf were elevated to such unbelievable madregas. So why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu give them Torah right there and then? And the Maral says, they achieved gewaltige madregas, like the prophets, like the Nevi'im. But one element was still missing, and that is v'yichan sham yisoon neged ahar ki ish echod ubelev echod. And as long as that, they didn't have, they were not fitting for Kabbalah and Torah. And we received Torah when we were ki ish echod ubelev echod. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes us. And machloikis is the most destructive factor in Klal Yisrael. Whether we're dealing with individuals or with communities or with Klal Yisrael. And that is what destroyed the Bayis Hashayni. And that is the interpretation of the Riyah Kodesh quoted by Reb Chaim Vital. Kiyeh polomim chodavar, what brought about Chorban HaBayis with its tragic details as quoted in the Medrash. So every day in the morning, Chassidim say, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Sholom B'Yoilam. And that is Divrei Chazal. V'roiv Sholom Bonayech, Al Tikra Bonayech, Ela Boinayech. And builders of Torah should be builders of Achdus, Ahava, V'Achva, V'Sholom, V'Reyes. Yiratzon, we should always be from those Talmidei Chachamim Shomarim Sholom B'Yoilam, Shomarim Achdus B'Yoilam. And Chazal teach us the famous Moshel of Agudei Shelkonim. So each individual straw, even a baby could break a straw. But when you have a bundle and it is tiled together, even Oig Melech HaBoshan or Shimshon HaGibel cannot break the straws when they are combined and tied together. So in Klal Yisrael are ba'achdus ein kol umeveloshon yechoyle lishloit behem. So we are living in Eretz Yisrael and there are so many dangers, so many dangers. We are a little people, small in numbers, in a vast ocean of enemies, and every day is a nais. And to enhance that nais and keep it going, nothing is more important than Ahava v'Achva v'Sholem v'Reyus. So we should always have the schia of bringing people together al yidei Torah and al yidei Ahavas Yisrael, and we should be Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Sholem b'Yoilam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Mevaser Shalom, Mevaser Toiv, Bebiyaz Goyel Tzedek, Ubebinyan Beis HaMikdash, Bemheru V'Yomeinu.